This is Long-Term Care Connections for June 24, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. WACA has partnered with Leading Age Washington to take legal action to protect Medicaid reimbursement for assisted living. We filed a complaint in Thurston County Superior Court challenging a provision of the 2026 supplemental operating budget that we believe violates the Washington State Constitution. The provision silently reduces Medicaid support for assisted living services by $44.9 million by substantively changing the state's Medicaid reimbursement methodology through the budget process, without transparent, standalone legislation. Please read this week's issue of LTC Connections online for more details on the issue, the complaint is filed, and how we will proceed. We will keep our members informed as this litigation progresses. In the meantime, please don't hesitate to reach out to us directly with any questions. Last week, WACA representatives met with the Office of Civil and Legal Aid, the state agency that administers the statewide legal counsel for long-term care program. The program, which launched in January, provides legal assistance to Medicaid-eligible adults living in residential long-term care settings, including assisted living. The meeting was an opportunity to get updates on the program and learn how OCLA plans to address larger systemic challenges, including Medicaid eligibility delays, financial exploitation, guardianship problems, and representative payee issues. We encourage you to check this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for a meeting summary, including key takeaways for providers, and a link to more information about the program from the Office of Civil Legal Aid. DSHS recently provided several updates regarding current Medicaid eligibility and nursing facility level of care processing delays, staffing challenges, and steps providers can take to help reduce processing backlogs. DSHS is currently undergoing a significant organizational transition, which is occurring simultaneously with the implementation of a new statewide phone system and the onboarding of new employees. As a result, all regions are currently experiencing processing backlogs. Many financial workers are currently managing between 500 and 600 clients each, nearly double the intended caseload size. DSHS notes that these circumstances are intended to provide context for delayed responses, rather than serve as excuses. They continue working to address concerns as they are identified. Your partnership is valuable in this effort. Please contact Lori St. Ars at WACA if you are experiencing ongoing challenges, and read this week's LTC Connections for more information. An on-demand recording of the recent facility-reported incident pilot webinar is now available on WACA's education portal. The webinar provides an overview of the pilot, which launches in July, and will explain what to expect from RCS's administrative review and off-site investigation process for medium and low-level harm FRIs, review state laws and regulations governing facility reporting and investigations, and gain practical guidance on immediate reporting requirements, protecting residents, submitting reports, and more. Find a link to this valuable resource on LTC Connections online, or through the education portal at education.waca.org. Interested in becoming a nursing home administrator preceptor? The Board of Nursing Administrators is committed to making it easy for you. Their team offers resources for training and will support you in becoming certified through the National Association of Long-Term Care Administrators Board's Preceptor Leadership Course. This unique, specialized continuing education opportunity for administrators allows you to showcase your expertise and uplift the next generation of leaders. Preceptors support administrator residents, formerly known as administrators in training, to rotate across facilities and gain valuable firsthand experience with varying care models. If you are interested in learning more about becoming a preceptor, you can find a link to the form on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. In this week's grassroots update, the legislative process never stops. This election season, take an opportunity to connect your community with the people representing you in Olympia. As an advocate, you are able to get involved through meaningful, approachable engagement, including facility tours, PAC fundraising, WACA committee engagement, town hall meetings, and email and phone actions. Grassroots advocacy is a simple way to build a strong coalition of legislators in Olympia who care for, protect, and understand the long-term care continuum. Let us know you're interested in getting involved by contacting Aiden Swain at WACA today, or fill out the quick survey linked in this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Save the date for fall conference. Coming up September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. Registration opens soon. Watch your inbox for more details in the coming weeks. Join WACA and the Washington State Department of Ecology for an informative webinar on July 9th to help long-term care providers prepare for new organics waste management laws. The webinar will simplify what the laws mean for facilities and outline practical steps for compliance. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.